Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. And there he is, Mr. Wysoon, at the campfire. Good morning to you, Larry.
Well, good morning to you, Mr. Luke. How are you doing this absolutely fantastic morning?
Scale of 1 to 10, about a 9.5 this morning. It would have been a 10, but I got up this morning, and honestly got up real, real early. And hunger pains hit. And I thought, I've got some
Imagine
of this
that.
Sugar-cured, home-smoked ham that I love. It's not as tender as ham that you buy at the store, but it's almost that tender. But I cure it and then put honey and brown sugar on it and all this stuff and then cold smoke it. I thought, I need some eggs and ham this morning, Larry, you know? So...
Yeah, you're making me hungry.
Okay. It's not that far to my cooking shack out here, you know.
You're right.
But that's what I really did. I made three eggs and some of that good sugar-cured ham, a couple of pieces of toast, and some coffee. So I'm hitting on pretty much.
What a way to start. I started mine pretty early this morning, too, with big old strong cup of cowboy coffee.
So. You bet you, boy. That's it. Well, the Dallas Safari Club will invite everybody out there. You're there. I'll be there in and out, but you'll be there the whole time, the convention there at the Dallas Convention Center, you know, and down in near downtown Dallas. But it's lots of people coming and going. It's a fun event. So, you know, I want them to come out, and it's a good chance to say hello to Mr. Whitetail while they're there, isn't it?
Yeah, huge family reunion is the best way I can describe it.
Yep. That's what it's kind of like just a yearly get-together, you know?
It is. As I've said so very often, this is one of the few shows. Actually, to be honest with you, it's the only show I really, truly look forward to being at and working and spending time with a lot of different folks. It's just such an absolutely fantastic organization. They put their money where their mouth is, and that entire convention is put on by volunteers. I mean, you see, probably won't recognize some of the folks that are there, but you see guys wearing they're wearing a special T-shirt that's put out to volunteers, and that guy may be a brain surgeon, he may be a heart surgeon, he may be a banker, he may be just somebody who absolutely just loves to hunt and fish, and is just barely making a living. So it's a combination of some of the finest people in the world that put that show together, and you want to invite everybody to come out.
You bet you, Larry. Well, it is an awesome organization, and it's an awesome. I see a lot of folks there that's the only time during the year that I actually get to visit with them. So
you're right.
Yep. You know, I tell you, Larry, a lot of our listeners too. Something a new place. I love to experience new hunting and fishing places.
Yes,
I do.
Sir.
Over in Grand Saline, there's a ranch that's owned by Jeff Blankenship, who's a Dallas Safari Club member. But
yes, sir.
Jeff's ranch manager, Jimmy Callender, has called me through my newspaper articles and emailed me what he did, and then I got back with him. I'm looking forward to going out to Grand Saline, checking out this Broken Stone Ranch. I've been on the website. You can Google Broken Stone Ranch and check it out. But deer season's closed. You know, the muzzleloader, I think, is about to wrap up. But the late muzzleloader.
It is this weekend, I believe. We still have MLB, in some
exactly.
certain properties. But yep. You're right. It's pretty much coming to a close.
Yep, it is. But... That's going to be a ranch that we want to explore, and maybe I can get you down there and go fishing this winter. It's supposed to be some really good fishing on these lakes. So more to come on the Broken Stone Ranch down there at Grand Saline, another neat new place, you know?
Well, I'm jealous that you're going to be going there. As soon as the DSC is over with here. I head to the SHOT Show. I kind of missed it the last couple of years. I've kind of, frankly, kind of avoided it. And this year, kind of got to get back up there. And it's going to be, of course, be at Las Vegas. And it's an absolutely huge show. And it's one of those shows that once I'm there, I enjoy it. But the thought of getting there, but I'm going to be spending a bunch of time in the Ruger booth and the Hornady booth and Trigicon DSC booth, and actually going to get to spend a little time on the floor looking around this time, which is something I normally don't get to do. But so while you're out there checking out new places to go hunt and fish, I'm going to be with about 50,000 to more 50,000 people from all over the world.
I know.
And wishing the whole time that, you know, that I'm there, that I'm wishing that, frankly, I was there with you.
Well, I know. You know, a lot of people ask me, Larry, most people in the outdoors that I deal with, well, we will see you at the SHOT Show, won't we? And I've been to one SHOT Show in my life, and that was the one in Dallas back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I guess midnight. Remember that one? That's where
I
met Toxie Hayes with Mossy Oak. He was just getting started, and a young gentleman came up to me and he says, "You're going to be hearing a whole lot about this." I never will forget. Bob Dixon was with him, and
good old Bob.
Yeah, that was back in when they just got started. You know,
yes,
and that was the only SHOT Show. But no, people ask me, and I would enjoy it, but you got to, you know, make an effort to get there, and it's a lot involved. But I managed somehow to get most of my stuff done without going to it, Larry. But I know it's a great show, too, you know?
It is a great show. I mean, of course, it's outdoor products from all over the world. And it's interesting to see a lot of the new products that are there. And too, it's kind of like the DSC convention. They're some of the guys that I used to spend a lot of time with years ago, serving on staff with different magazines together and in and out of hunting camps. And it's one of the places that I get to see those guys, and I don't get to see anybody hardly any other time. But like I said, I'll be glad when it's over and I can get back to my normal things that I really enjoy doing. And I can say, well, we'll see how it goes this year. It should be a good show.
You'll have a good time. You'll make it a good time.
I'm going to have a good time regardless.
I know you that well. A good time will start when you get there, if nothing else. Larry, you know, I've got some interest people contacting me already about Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma.
Heaven, yes.
That's it. We've got a going to be a barn burner hog hunt coming up. It's in March, and I believe it's the weekend, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And we leave on the morning of the 18th.
Yeah, I think we arrive about noon or so, or right after lunch. Time to go hunt Friday afternoon, hunt all day, Saturday, all day, Sunday, and depart Monday morning. But I've been visiting with Travis, and of course I was up there hunting for whitetail deer, and I've been up there numerous times like you have. And my God, there are hogs all over that 40,000+ acres that they hunt. And Travis and the rest of the guys up there on Choctaw have been really kind of, they've been pre-baiting some areas for us, and they've got some bait areas that they've had standard for a long time as well too. And there's so many different hogs up there, so many different colors, everything, those look like true European hogs, spotted hogs, and all different sizes. So, you know, if the guy is interested in trying to wait for a big old trophy boar, he's going to have a really good chance of shooting one. But if somebody's interested in eating hogs or just shooting hogs and coming back campfire and eating good and telling stories, you know, those kind are available too. So, I mean, it's just going to be an absolutely fabulous one. I can't wait. It's one of the things I'm really looking forward to in 2019.
You bet. We've got a regular listener, Mr. Buck up there, a veterinarian, he's been talking to me a whole bunch.
Good.
He's ready to roll, I think. So we're going to – but it will be, folks, March the 15th, you'll come in. We might hunt that evening, depending, but we're going to be hunting the 16th and 17th. And probably the evening of the 15th. I'm not positive, but the meals are furnished. The Choctaw Hunting Lodge is in Awesome Lodge itself on this 44,000 acres. Larry's going to be there. I'll be there. I mean, it's going to be fun. And to get more information for our folks, Larry, I guess one of the best ways would be for more details, you know, you can contact me through catfishradio.org. My email is right there. So Larry is going to he's going to be out and about the SHOT Show and everywhere else here in the next couple of weeks. So if you want to go, just go to catfishradio.org and send me an email, and I promise you I'll be sticking pretty close to home here the next couple of weeks, and I'll get back with you. But it's lodging and meals and all that furnished. Going to be fun. So, you know, Larry, that's something that I think we're all looking forward to.
I am. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to the hog hunting, but I'm looking forward to spending time there after the hunt's over with, just sitting around the fire a little bit and telling a few stories, because I got a feeling there are going to be some stories flowing pretty freely.
Yep, and folks, if you can picture this, just imagine if you're a middle-aged hunter, like you've been hunting 30, 40 years, 50 years in my case, and Larry's. Just imagine sitting around the campfire with Larry. Now, you and I, as a writer, an old writer, I've done a lot of stuff, but what I've done hasn't scratched the surface on some of the places and the experiences and the people that Larry has been around and experienced in his career hunting. So I promise you, if you're around this hunt and around Larry, you'll have a chance to he's a pretty good storyteller, and you'll get to revisit some of these places that Larry's been. I've had the privilege through the years of many times actually sitting around a campfire with Larry, and Larry, I tell you what, well, since our last campfire, you've already amassed new, fresh stories. So I think they're in for a treat, buddy.
Well, and too, between now and the time that we get together, I'm going to get to go to Spain, which is something I've always wanted to do. I've mm-hmm. got a Rigger number one and a 275 Rigby, which is the same as a 7x57 top with a Pidgecom scope, shooting a Hornady ammo. Now, the reason I mention that is that's an old traditional cartridge that's been used for hunting for many, many years. It's a single-shot rifle, of course, fabulous ammunition and great optics with the Digicon optics on top. But it's going to be fun going to Spain. And I got a feeling we're going to have a story or two to tell about that hunt when we get there, too. So kind of math there on the talk.
You bet. Well, Larry, we are out of time for this campfire this week, Trailing the Hunter's Moon on the Pursuit Channel. Always want to mention that, and that's your TV show. It's an awesome show. If you haven't watched it, folks, I want you to watch it. And Larry, you and I are going to be right back here next week at this same time.
I am already looking forward to it.
You know, folks, a lot of people ask me about how do I find a good hunting lease. I want to mention to you Basecamp Leasing. If you go online to Basecamp Leasing, check them out. I just discovered them a couple of years ago, but awesome place to find a hunting lease, and if you have land to lease, it's a great place to to put your land in. It's big high dollar liabilities that covers your property and all that. It's a good deal. Mr. Rex here, lives down in Emory, is the Texas representative for Basecamp Leasing, so got a local guy to deal with. Folks, we're just about out of time on our old campfire this week, but I really do enjoy getting with Larry every week. He's going to be right back here with us next week, as always.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too, absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sitemark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, this is Luke. I want to introduce you to an awesome line of lifetime hunting blinds, Cantex hunting blinds. You can go online to CantexDeerBlinds.com. There's an online store there. And if you really want to get in one of them and check them out, they're headquartered right outside of Kaufman, Texas, just a few miles outside from downtown Kaufman. But the website, again, is CantexDeerBlinds.com. And there's phone numbers and everything, all your contact information there. Check it out and then give Richard a call over there at Cantex. He'll put you in a blind that you won't have to worry about.